B-Pod Studios.
Yay, good girl.
We're getting an inside look of Roy talking to his service dog, Callie. No, continue.
Oh, okay. Touch. Good girl.
Roy touch. Also trained Siegfried and Roy for their touch. Las Vegas. Yay. Roy is the Roy and Siegfried and Roy for their Vegas show.
Listen, that tiger was not trained by me. but I heard he winked in the crowd.
He did. He winked and then jumped on.
And then jumped on.
Roy. Loren, you love Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm. I do like Las Vegas.
Have you seen the Siegfried and Roy show? Did you see it when it was a thing?
No.
No. What was your favorite show in Vegas at the time?
So I like.
There's one
much,
answer, but go ahead.
I pretty much like lived in Vegas for like 3 weeks when I went to Miss USA, and I would say, what's my favorite show?
And the correct answer is
Pawn Stars.
No. Wait, do you mean like reality show or like
no,
actual show?
No,
that you
like
go
show
to?
At the casino.
So I'm not gonna lie, I loved Zoomanity. I thought it was so funny.
What's that?
It's the sexual, like adult version of Cirque du Soleil.
Oh, okay.
It was
is
actually
that the
really good. No. I mean, there's like big extravagant pieces that okay. they use as puppets, but like
I don't even know. I never heard of that. That's
yeah, it's
funny.
It's at New York, New York.
Okay.
Yeah.
The right answer, by the way, is Blue Man Group.
No. I saw Blue Man Group in Orlando, and it was pretty amazing.
What do you mean, no?
You remember, Roy, I texted you after that show, and I was like, I want to go to Carnival and do drugs. Like, that inspired me.
I don't know. I don't get it. Bunch of blue-painted guys beating drums with blue paint.
Fun.
And the way they interact with each other.
Eh.
But you also didn't like Cats. Like, what show do you like?
No, he loved Cats.
I loved Cats, and I loved...
You said you got scared when the guy jumped on you.
Well, I got scared because the kitty cats went into the audience. I didn't expect that. I didn't think it was going to be that immersive. Mm-hmm. And then I loved the Mormon play.
Book of Mormon.
That was so fun.
You thought Hamilton was a little much?
Hamilton's a little hard to understand and follow.
You do have to, I think, see Hamilton a couple times to truly understand and appreciate the lyricism.
Well, I feel like every song is like sounds the same, and I think it's a little cocky.
I love it.
I think it's a little cocky that Lin-Manuel, whatever his name is.
Lin-Manuel.
Put himself in the play, and he wrote it. Yeah. He's like, "Oh, now I'm going to be the star." And he's not a good singer. He's to be quite honest with you, he sucked.
Yeah.
So,
tough crowd.
You know.
I like that about Roy. Sometimes people just like things because it's the cool thing to do.
And Hamilton's not that good. The best part of Hamilton is the more poppy record on the track, which is. What's that?
The Three Girls?
No, that's not bad. Three Girls is pretty good.
Yeah. Popular.
But the King.
Oh,
you'll
I love
be
the
back
King.
Soon you'll see. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
You know, you like theater, but you hate to sing, Loren. I'm surprised at you.
I love theater. Like
I love theater.
Love theater. I was
a theater major. You were
a
theater major.
Mm-hmm. I enjoyed going to the opera. Had no fucking clue what they were saying, but... I loved the show.
That's like when I lived in Sacramento, I dated a stripper, and she worked at the Spearman Rhino in Vegas. I actually met her on a flight to Vegas, and she told her kids that she used to work as a makeup artist for one of the shows. So she was divorced, and she would fly to Vegas to go work at the Spearman Rhino, which is like a top-line strip club.
Mm-hmm.
This girl was really hot, and I was trying to do whatever I could to, you know,
get with her. That's a nice way of saying it.
So she goes, "Hey, I have tickets to the Nutcracker with my kids." And I was like, "With the kids?" But okay, the things I'll do to get laid,
mm-hmm.
all right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, "I'll go to a fucking play. I don't care. It's not my thing." I'm like 25 at the time. The Nutcracker is not a play. It's a GD ballet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had no idea.
What'd you think?
And even I go to the bathroom, and I'm looking up, and I'm going, "Dear God, is this worth it? Like, can you please give me a glimmer? Is this going to pay off, or should I, you know?" By the way, I never smashed it.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it was not worth it.
It like, not much happened after that. Like, I held her hand during the play, and I was, like, trying to be, you know, all that, and we went out to dinner afterwards with the kids, you know, mm-hmm. and I even picked up the tab, even though she was like, don't, because she made plenty of money. And then she ghosted me, and I never really saw her again.
Hmm.
In fact, I tried to Google her a couple months ago, because mm-hmm. I was thinking about this.
Hmm.
I don't even remember her name. I couldn't even Google.
Yeah, I always think it's weird that you go back and look at your exes.
Oh, well, I do it for various reasons. One, I like to do it to see how they look or how bad they look.
Right.
Because even if they look good now, then I can still say to myself, geez, I had good taste.
That's fair.
It's true, right?
You talk yourself into it either way.
Be like, I got lucky. I scored.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right. And
I've never seen The Nutcracker. I've never in my entire life seen it. I knew it's ballet. I'm not, you know, stupid.
It is. I feel like it's something everyone should see.
Bum, 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 bum.
By the way, on a side note, Richard Branson is on the Today Show talking about his flight or whatever, and they just did a wide shot of him and the whole crew, and he's got a black goatee.
Mm-hmm.
So I was looking, and I'm like, oh, Richard Branson's wearing a freaking mask. He wasn't. It was just his black goatee.
Yeah, did you see that his plane got grounded? Evidently, things didn't go as according to plan. The re-entry was not what it was supposed to
be. Oh, really?
Yeah. Sorry, cough it up, Kobe.
You okay?
Sorry. Wrong pipe.
Mm.
You good?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm just getting through it.
You want me to give you the Heimlich?
No.
What
I'm
about mouth to mouth?
That I need.
Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of COVID, what did Dallas tell you about the game?
He's so struggling.
he double masked. He told me he double masked for the game.
Good.
On Sunday.
That's good.
Dallas did? I mean, I knew he had a single mask on, but I didn't know he double masked.
He's like, the only way I can go is I told Loren I was going to double mask. Did he tell you about the game?
I mean, what about it? We were texting the
masks?
Whole time.
You're supposed to wear a mask inside and in the bathroom.
So
many people wore masks inside and inside the bathroom.
Really?
Zero. Yeah. And nobody was monitoring it.
He said he sent me a picture from where he was sitting up in the nosebleeds, and everyone around him did have a mask on.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. He must have told them to mask up for the picture.
No, he wasn't even like really sitting next to them.
Was he not wearing a mask when he was with you?
No, we were walking. He didn't have a mask on. I didn't have a mask on while I was walking either.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't have a mask on while I was sitting outside. I put my mask on when I went to the bathroom.
You know why? Because you're not a sheep.
Look.
I can't see with the glare. Hold on. I mean, I believe you, but... Okay.
Let me see.
Yeah, I mean, two people in that photo had masks. I guess
there
were sporadic people.
There's two people there.
But the whole thing here in North Carolina was that you're supposed to wear masks indoors and in the bathroom, which I did. I wore a mask when I went to pee twice. But, like, walking to and inside the stadium, I didn't.
Well, that was our, like, bargain. Like,
I was like,
you can go to the game. I was like, but you've got to wear a mask.
He took one photo, then ripped that mask right off.
Threw it right over.
Did you see what I sent you this morning?
Yeah, I know that.
And
I know that. I saw that article.
That's my worst fear.
Yeah, but that person was unvaxxed.
What'd you guys see from the New York Post? Tell the audience.
That a little girl died, and she caught it from her unvaxxed parents.
Unvaxxed, anti-vax parents.
That's sad, man.
Right. That's sad. Right. In fact, my father got into it with my cousin because my father's sister, my aunt, is in the hospital, not vaxxed. And my cousin is a chiropractor, holistic, not just COVID, anti-vaxxer in general, anti-vaxxer from go.
Yeah.
And my dad was mad that she told his sister, my aunt, to not get vaxxed.
When Opie was in town, it's not his mother-in-law. I think it's his half-sister's mom.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Okay.
So I guess it's not his mom, but she's like a mother figure.
That's literally somebody he knows.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's to like, she's like a grandma to his kids. She's been admitted into the COVID ward at the hospital.
Mm. Yeah. No vax?
I don't know.
Where is she from?
Statesville. But she went to the hospital and because she wasn't breathing well and she was sick, tested negative. They sent her home, and then she was confused. Like, she'd, like, had no memory. Like, they brought her back to the hospital. She tested positive, and they asked her what her name is, and she said the wrong name. Oh, they're like, God. Well, you're not going anywhere.
So that's what happened to my aunt. My aunt went to the hospital, was fine. Her vitals were good, went home, and then my cousin was talking to her, and she was like, out of it. And that's that brain fog that the COVID does. You know, my aunt's like 83 years old. I mean, I don't want to get into a whole thing, so we'll move on. But, you know, just be careful out there. Anyway, I thought that was funny. Dallas was like, I have two masks to take to the game for Loren. And then I'm trying to think what else happened at the game that I can report back to you. Not much. I mean, there was a ton of Jet fans. And somebody posted an awesome meme. I think it was it's some sports guys locally. And it was like, have fun going back to Ballantyne, all you Jet fans. Because that's what I – because somebody was like, why are there so many Jet fans here? Did they come in from New York? And I go, maybe. But more likely, they're like me. They're fans of the Panthers. Fans and when the Jets come into town, they put their Jet jersey on.
Mm-hmm. How many people, because you use the radio station seats. We have like a row of seats. How many people from the radio station was there?
Just Krista and her sister and their kids.
Okay.
And then, but all the rows were taken. All the seats were taken. So there was a client that sat next to us with two kids.
Okay.
Teenagers. And then somebody sat next to them, and I don't know who those people were. But I do know that when we got there, we went in early. Because the Jets in the end – so we our seats are right up on the end zone. Nobody's in front of us. We're literally right at the end zone. And the Jets practice down there before the game. Mm. The visitors come to our side. So I told Steve, who I went with, I'm like, let's get in there early, dude, and let's go watch these guys, you know. And we did, and we went down there. Everybody's bunched up down there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, out. These are our seats. So the guy comes down, and he's like, got to have tickets for these seats. Can't lean up against it. I was like, I got tickets. Mm-hmm. He's like, let me see. And I showed him seats 1 and 2, row 1. He's like, all right, enjoy the game. Mm. I was like, beat it.
I wanted to get into football a year or so ago, but then COVID happened and all the football stuff got moved around. But I do want to get into it because what was I – oh, I get into the Olympics. So I think there's a part of me that can get into it.
Mm-hmm.
I just haven't itched it correctly. I haven't.
Well, you like the betting. I told you, you could become a gambler.
I think I want to give it another shot.
What?
You could become a gambler.
Yeah.
That's how you like it. I mean, that would turn anybody's boring Tuesday or Monday into a thing. Hold on. Let me check in with producer Nicole. Hey, how did your thing go with your girlfriend trying to get her into football?
If she's talking, I can't hear her.
I can't hear you. We're not on the air, so just talk to me through the – we're doing a – it's a work in progress, she said. Mm. Her she's like you. She has no interest in the game, and Nicole's like, if I make a feast and set it up for her and show her that we don't have to watch every single play, it's more about the vibe, have a drink, eat, hang out, listen to some music.
Mm-hmm. I think I do want to attempt it a little bit more.
Yeah. But it was packed down here for the game. Yeah. I mean, absolutely packed. Your husband parked here. I parked at the radio station. Mm-hmm. It's a good walk.
Yeah.
I don't when I did go to the game, there's a better way to get there than parking at the radio station.
Yeah.
There's a place that not many people know, and you can easily walk over.
That's good. I like that. But I kind of like the walk.
Yo, you like to see everyone
tailgating? I do. I kind of like the vibe. I like getting heckled in my Jets jersey as I walk past.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See, I like to get in, get out. I have Porter meet me in the alleyway.
Oh, nice. By the way, on a side note about the game, it was pretty empty.
Oh,
was
really?
It?
Yeah.
Well, are they doing that on purpose or just?
I don't know. There just was not a lot of people there. And there was a lot. Let's put it this way. There was a lot of empty seats. A lot of empty seats. And I think it was a combination of people that aren't going out, people that aren't into doing it. Because they didn't space anybody, if that's what you meant by are they doing it.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, no, they didn't space anybody. And they're not limiting, you know, you don't have to be vaxxed to get in. They're not limiting seats.
Okay.
So it was just like the upper bowl was pretty empty.
Hmm. Yeah.
But it's expensive to go to the game, too.
It is expensive,
nowadays,
yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And do you know who Dallas went with?
Who?
David, who went on the three-week van trip with Elena. Yeah.
Why?
Because he would drive. So he drove Dallas.
No. He had an extra ticket, and he, like, reached out to Dallas and was like, hey, man, do you want to go? And, yeah.
Oh, so there's a friendship there.
I'm surprised Dallas went.
Really? Why?
Yeah, I am, because the seats were so high up. I'm serious. I'm not going. I don't go to the game if the seats aren't in Cam's suite, which is gone, mm-hmm. or down low. I'll just watch it at home.
Oh, you're so you call me bougie.
No, it's sports bougie. Like, you can't. Like, I'm not watching
you
it
up
there.
You have a better seat when you're at home.
You really do.
It's a vibe.
It is a vibe. That I get, Roy. You're absolutely right. But at my point now, 46 years old, two kids, I've already been up there. I've already done that fun area. I'm over that.
I was going to say, though, it is fun up there. Like, people are... They're fun.
Yeah. They get a little rowdy.
Yeah. I don't know. When I used to cheer for the Dolphins, the 400s was like the crazy rowdies.
In Miami.
Yeah, but
in
you
New
don't
York.
Think that's everywhere?
No.
No?
No, not in Charlotte. Although there was almost a fight by us in the downloads.
You?
No. Not me. Some Panther fan was getting on top of some Jet fan, although I did go over to the Jet fan. I'm like, bro, relax. Who cares what that guy thinks?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, just chill. And
everybody's
cool.
Testosterone needs to cool it a little
yeah.
bit.
Yeah, yep. So there was something we were supposed to talk about on the rap party. I don't remember what it was.
Yeah, it was something with you and Loren.
Mm.
And you're like,
was
oh,
it the
we'll
driving thing?
That.
It wasn't
oh,
the driving thing.
Oh, you guys started laughing, and we got on the air laughing.
Oh, I know what it was. It's the mole thing.
Oh, yeah. Explain that story real quick.
So Mamie had a mole removed.
Good memory, by the way, Roy.
Yeah.
Holy shit, out of all the people.
From his forehead. And somebody had texted in and said, hey, Mamie, I told you to go and get that mole checked out a while ago, whatever. So Mamie and this person are having a conversation. And Mamie, I thought, said to me, hey, they want to see the mole that you had removed and it came back. Send him a picture. So I just sent a random picture of the mole on my leg to this person, and then I went back and read the text messages, and nowhere did this person ask for a photo of my mole.
If that's how it came out, I apologize. I meant to say, just send her a picture of it.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, this woman's driving, and she gets a picture of Loren's mole with
no context whatsoever.
Yeah.
And, like, no lie, I had to pull my pants down in the studio to take a picture of it.
Yeah, you did.
And the woman never responded.
No.
So you pulled your pants down in the studio, sent an unwanted picture to a nurse, and got no response.
You sent the skin cancer version of a dick pic.
Yeah,
you just sent
a mole pic.
A mole pic.
Oh, man. All right. Hopefully you enjoyed the rap party, everybody. Ciao.
Ciao. Cheerio.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.